Good day, I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with JIS Midday News for Wednesday, April 12. Coming up, aggrieved property owners urged to seek relief mechanisms, Jamaica to be positioned as international financial and business destination, and JDF lauded for exceptional service to the country. The details after the break.
See it, your boss. I didn't collect today.
How are this? $200? And this alone you collect, boy.
Did you hear this?
Yo, tap your eyes. You're short. You see, when you go back on the road tomorrow, you're going to collect for tomorrow, plus what you never make today. And if you come back inside, you're short. A trouble.
A child begging on the streets is a victim in need of care and protection. They're often sent out by adults who profit from their pain. This is human trafficking. Help eliminate human trafficking in Jamaica. Call 811 or the nearest police station and report suspected cases.
A message from the National Task Force Against Trafficking in Persons.
Now the news. Finance Minister Audie Shaw says the average increases for both residential and commercial properties will be decreased considerably under the revised property tax regime outlined in Parliament on Tuesday. Mr. Shaw says with the new rates, the average increase in taxes for residential properties will be 10% compared with last year's figures, down from the 60% average increase outlined in the regime prior to Wednesday's review. He adds that the average increase for commercial properties will be 58%. Compared with taxes last year, down from the 137% average increase initially announced.
I should also stress that 61% of all property owners will see an increase of no more than 15% compared with their taxes last year.
The average increase for agricultural properties is now 40%, as against the 93% average increase under the prior regime. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Audie Shaw is again urging property owners who feel aggrieved by the increases in their property tax to take advantage of available relief mechanisms. Mr. Shaw says some 6,848 properties valued over $20 million are expected to see property tax increases on average ranging from 201% to 604%. Most of these properties, he notes, are commercial, which includes hotels, industrial, agricultural, or subdivisions. Only 2,062 are residential properties.
Where properties are part of a business, such as a hotel or a farm, I want to emphasize that relief is available for such property owners, including write-off of the property taxes against income taxes and special relief of up to 50% of the taxes for agricultural properties.
The finance minister is also reiterating that the government has waived all penalties on current property tax liabilities for this fiscal year. He adds that Tax Administration Jamaica is willing to facilitate arrangements for payments over time where difficulties arise. Justice Minister Delroy Chuck says the government is committed to providing the modern legislative framework required to advance Jamaica's development of a new business architecture. He says this is necessary to send a strong signal to the rest of the world about the country's seriousness and readiness to be positioned as an international financial and business destination.
It is critical that the government provides the enabling environment to support the country's thrust to become a top dog on the global financial and business landscape. The enactment of these laws represent a bold declaration of our government's intent to provide a modernized legislative infrastructure supported by a robust regulatory framework to facilitate what we anticipate will be a sophisticated and exciting new international business regime for Jamaica.
Minister Chuck was speaking at the recently held Jamaica International Financial Services Authority JIFSA seminar in Kingston. He says modernizing business legislation will enhance Jamaica's efforts in improving business infrastructure. And Minister of State in the Ministry of National Security, Senator Pernell Charles Jr., has lauded the Jamaica Defense Force, JDF, for its more than 50 years of exceptional leadership and service to the country. Mr. Charles says the military continues to be a beacon of excellence for the region.
The Jamaica Defense Force continues to be recognized as the premier military of the region that has shown excellence in areas such as training. The JDF must be commended for its visionary approach to training and education of members who abide by the motto, no obstacle too difficult no task too great.
He was speaking at a recent passing out parade at the Manique training camp in St. Anne, where some 223 recruits graduated. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.